This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is 5:46 Thursday morning. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Did you stay up real late last night and watch the season premiere of Survivor, Vinny?
I did.
Fantastic.
And I didn't even get right to bed after that.
Oh, why is that?
Got in bed and started reading and next thing you know, it was 10 o'clock and I went, I got to turn this thing off and, you know, there I am.
Close my eyes and try to get to sleep.
Reading all the different sites.
Yeah. Oh, God, I can't. You were looking at news stuff?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I don't swim in that Trump crap that like you guys do at all, ever.
I don't know how you can get away from it.
Well, that's my goal, is to get away from it. Really, I mean,
it's
a
solid goal.
I know that I mean, even if you open Facebook, you just go, all right, unfollow. I don't want to not be friends with people, but I have learned you can stop getting their posts. So there's right. The people who clearly are addicted to the hate, you just unfollow him, and then you don't have to see, like, and then Trump did, and then he did, and then he did. Oh, no, he didn't. I got it. The guy sucks. We all get it. You don't need to post every Twitch the guy makes. It's Facebook. I want to watch puppy dog videos.
Yeah, and little babies.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. So anyway, or the latest is the NFL thing. I mean, oh my God.
Actually, the best thing recently was the Steph Curry thing, where Steph said, yeah, we're not going, you know, I don't want to go to the White House for your, you know, because they won the championship, right. And that's the thing. And LeBron James. And then so Trump said something like, oh, you don't want to go? Well, you're uninvited anyway. Or whatever.
Okay, five-year-old.
And then LeBron James goes something like, you loser. He already said he didn't want to go. You can't uninvite him. There is no uninvite. He uninvited himself. Or, you know, some. Yeah. Just, I was cracking up.
And then Aisha Curry posted something pretty classy. And then who turned around and invited them? Can't remember if it was like a Black caucus or some group invited them to go.
See.
Yeah,
they
so
say they're
you
going?
Just can't get away from
I know,
it.
You can't get away from it.
Well, I'm doing but, my
but
damnedest.
The last thing I would be doing at 10 o'clock at night would be looking at anything that wasn't a book.
Yeah, no, I was looking at
like... you just don't know what you're going to stumble across.
I read music news type websites, you know, stuff like that.
Right.
I like to read music news, which there's very little of anymore.
No, there's not. Unless about like the latest computer program to make music.
Yeah,
work.
I don't want to know anything about Tennyson. I learned all I need to know about those two.
Did you talk to your kid about it?
I didn't.
He's not. Hey, you know, I know who they are.
No,
I'm real cool. You can
I
be
was
the cool
gonna
mom
say
for
something.
Once.
I know, but I'm never gonna be the cool mom. I gave up a long time ago.
If you started talking about Tennyson, he'd
then
be like,
that
"I'm
would
not
be
going.
It.
That's
I,
it.
He
Forget
doesn't.
It.
He wouldn't want any part of it at all anymore. That's it's funny because he comes home from school and look. He's a teenager. He does not want to sit down and talk to me about his day. You know, he's
at all.
Yeah. He just he has no interest in me or dad, or you know, he wants to get in his room and sign on and get up, you know, talk to all his friends. I hear him in there. It's actually kind of hurts me a little bit. I hear him in there laughing. He's laughing and talking with all his friends and stuff, and then he comes out. He's like,
But he's got a pretty. So what you're saying is, at least his groove at school is pretty uneventful. He doesn't have great heights or pitfalls.
Right. He
That's
gets
good.
Through school. No, so he gets, you know, comes home. I'm always like, anything funny happen at school? You know, I try to casually enter into a conversation with him, but I don't want to
force it
or nag him and stuff. So it actually did cross my mind as he walked in. I was like, I have something that I could talk to him about, but I don't want to. I didn't want to ruin Tennyson for him, and I didn't want to, you know, force him to talk to his old stupid mom. You know, I watched that movie. Was it called Boyhood that they shot over like 12 years?
Yeah.
From he's 5 years old to. And it's so funny because I think Patricia Arquette is the mom in that.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just trying to have a conversation with her. And her boy loves her. It's not like he just does not want to talk to his mom. He doesn't want to answer any uncomfortable questions. He doesn't want to sit down and open up. And so he's very quiet at the house. And then they show him, like, later he's in the car with some friends of his. And he's all blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, you know, that is how it is. Like, you don't, when you're a teenager, the, like, your parents, they're so over, you know. But then they do kind of come back, like, you know, my older son now totally wants to talk. And,
yeah. Circle and hopefully, of life.
Right.
And
I mean,
come home and hang
and
out.
Come home and hang out, you know. So, you know, it's, I feel like it's normal. Anyway, how do we get on this? Oh, because you said you learned everything you needed to know about
Tennyson. Yeah, then we talked about
Tennyson. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Plus, I don't know if you can hear it, my voice.
I feel like
it's scratching a little. I'm so pumped. I haven't been sick in a really long time.
Yeah.
And, of course, I'm going away this weekend.
Well, last weekend,
I know.
Though, too.
Yeah, I saw
and
that.
Airports, dude. I mean,
I know. It's exactly. So
if you
true.
Didn't have it before the airport, you got it there. You can bet on that.
Or with all those people kissing,
hugging,
sharing space.
Right.
So what if you don't feel well? Are you still going to go this
weekend?
Well,
yeah, I mean, I'm going to go. I mean, it's not that bad. I feel like maybe it sounds a little worse. It's just a little sore throat. You know?
That's how it starts.
Yeah, that's how it starts.
No, I feel like it's over now.
All right.
I feel like I had it yesterday and today. How much longer can I
go? Pour booze on that sore throat. It might.
Don't worry about that, Benny.
Kill it off.
Good.
Yeah.
But that's good.
But last night I was laying in bed and not falling asleep because I kept waking myself up by, like, my throat
trying
was
to
super
swallow.
Sore. I would try to swallow and then, like, my throat would hitch and I'd start coughing.
Uh-huh. Oh, no.
I'm like, oh, this sucks. So I went and guzzled a bunch of NyQuil, which is totally, of course it came up on the show yesterday. I haven't touched NyQuil in a really long time, but I'm like, I need to be knocked out. Like, I was falling asleep and then waking myself up over and over. I'm like, I just need something to kill me off for the night.
And did it?
It did. Oh, my God. It, you know, within 15 minutes.
Oh, good.
I'm sure I, you know. It's almost, you know how, like, sometimes you have a bad headache or there's something wrong with you, whatever, and you can take whatever the malady killer is. And then just by taking it, it's almost like a psychological key turn. Like, well, that's it. I took the medicine, and now I can live with the remnants of this headache or this cough or, you know, whatever the thing is you just know that you've done what you can do and you're going to feel better.
Well, that's good that it worked and you got some sleep.
So, Survivor. Our girl Rourke.
Yes.
I noticed her right away. She's on the healer's tribe.
I didn't notice her right away. It took a minute. And I'll tell you something. They got a lot of forgettable people on there. It takes a minute to figure out not only which forgettable person is Rourke.
Right.
Like, God damn, you're vanilla.
Well,
all of you.
I know.
You're so, like,
I was looking.
Medium hair, medium skin.
I know.
No facial. The one guy that was the main standout. Well, there were two. It was the black guy, the football player.
Alan.
Who, I don't know what's wrong with that guy, but he's ruining
bananas.
His game.
Yeah, he's already ruined his game.
He's over. He's like the strongest guy out there. And
physically?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was an NFL player for 8 years.
Oh.
But John.
He's a Chicago Bear.
Oh, what's his last name?
Ball.
Okay, I'll tell John that.
I don't know him at all.
Yeah, John was like, I don't know who that
is.
I don't recognize him. But he's great, though. Like,
no, he's not.
No,
he's
he's a terrible, terrible player. But he's super fun because he's got the crazy eyes. Like, you need a couple crazies on the show like that. He's all, you know, big, just opening his eyes as wide as he can.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, man, he's awesome. I
made
love him.
Made the guy take his pants off.
Yeah. He's like accusing this guy of having a hidden immunity idol. And he just won't stop. And so finally the guy takes his pants off. And at one point, it looks like he's like kind of flopping his wiener around, mm-hmm. like to show him, I'm not hiding anything under this, man. I don't have an idol. It's not.
And he's still going, I don't believe you.
Yeah. He's like, what are you going to do?
Was he bullying him?
He was just
belligerent.
He's crazy.
Yeah, he's absolutely, he's lost it. Already. So even if he
2 days
if
in.
He makes it another week, who knows what that's going to look
I
like.
Know.
But I don't even think he will. The shrunken head kid, though.
Oh, I love him.
Do you?
I do. Oh, he's bananas. And he hooked up with the surfer dude who's like so, you know, pleased to have a bro.
Well, they both. It's so funny. It's like right out of a cartoon. It's like the mouse and the dog
right.
teaming up.
Right.
It's like the guy
sweet,
with some muscle
dog.
And the guy with a little bit of brains.
And the little rat.
They get together.
Yep.
And they make one.
Yeah, they are one.
One brain?
Well, you got a brain, one, and you got a bra.
Yeah, one player. I mean, okay. As a team, they're one.
Yeah, it's adorable.
Now, we don't even know, though, if this kid's going to turn out to be smart. We
no.
just know right now that's the role he better take in his friendship with this, you know, muscular kid.
Right.
Because that kid's not going to be.
I just like the whole look of the little rat boy.
I teach surfing. I can barely pay my bills.
But who cares? I get to surf all the time. I teach children to surf. I'm a healer. He was a healer, right?
I think so. I don't really get the teams.
Yeah.
And I really had trouble with the vote last night because I thought
Me
the
too.
Mom was going to save the
other mom.
And then she... Oh, spoiler alert!
Yeah, sorry. Whatever.
But then did you see the votes?
I did.
At the end?
I did. And I thought... Okay, so that was just the producers trying to make it so that we didn't know exactly who was going home.
Right, but, well, yeah, I mean, I just as I was watching, I'm like, save your mom, friend.
Like, save her. Save her.
This and is actually, your chance.
It was stupid of her because she could have bought herself at least another. I mean, like, if she's now low man on the totem pole, which maybe she isn't. I mean, it looks like in the previews she's hooking up with the cowboy guy.
I don't know, though.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't know
a lot of those, because that lady's an Olympic swimmer.
Yeah.
So
I didn't realize
that. How do you not want that on your team?
Later, did you? I didn't
see
that.
Well, she was super buggy looking, like.
Yeah. And weirdly, 3 days in, her hair was still done. Did you notice that?
Well.
Like she had it combed over the side. And she's, you know, one of those ladies with the short haircut. It's kind of like spiky in the back and then like a neat comb over on the front.
Yeah.
Like it was still all.
Was it a hairpiece or?
No.
Didn't
seem to be.
But as a swimmer...
She would have been huge.
No, well, two things. So, yes, as a swimmer, you want a swimmer on your team in that scenario because there's always swimming events.
Always.
Put her out front and let her get you
right.
way out in front of that stuff. But as a swimmer, if you've ever watched the Olympics, you see the swimmers, they're in and out of the water 3 dozen times a day. Not just in their training, but in, so she might have one of those haircuts purposefully.
Where she can just go.
That falls out, like she gets
sure.
out of the water, it dries, and
you
it's
know what?
In place.
That's got to be it. I didn't even realize that she was a swimmer until the end. They must have put it up as one of her captions or something. Is that how you knew? How did you know she was an Olympic swimmer?
I may
Because she said
have,
Olympics at the end.
That's why.
Oh, did you look it up?
Okay. That's why. As soon as she said Olympics, I went, because through the whole thing, I'm going, how's the buggy chick? Like,
right.
And I don't mean, she just looks like a...
She should have sold
sort
that
of bug-eyed and sort of skinny, like praying mantis kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I was just all, how's that buggy chick a hero?
Right.
And it turns out she's just an Olympic swimmer.
Right.
And then when they said her name, I went, oh, is that the lady that swam to Cuba? But that's Diana Nyad.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It wasn't her.
This lady was Katrina or something. Katrina? Doesn't
Katrina
matter,
some but her last name I can't remember it now, but I anyway, they got rid of
spoiler alert.
They got rid of the Olympian.
All right, KLLC HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I guess we probably will talk more about Survivor, although I don't know. Maybe we'll give you a break today. We'll be back after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.